We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're starting with item 91. Item 91. Thus you see that the Nekuda, the singular Nekudot, of Chirik could not emerge and rule in the world of Nikudim. Moreover, it caused the breaking of the vessels. This was because it wanted to clothe inside the Otiyot, the letters, in the Tanhim below the Parsa Vatzilut, which became Bia, Bria Yetzira Asiya. However, later in the world of correction, the dot, the Nekuda of Chirik, received its correction, since it was corrected into shining below the Otiyot, below the letters. This means that when Zat of Atzilut received the light of Gadlut from Abba Ve'ima, which should lower the ending of the bottom Hay from the place of the Chazeh, to Siyum Ragli Navak, and connect the vessels of Tanhim to Atzilut, and the lights will expand down to Siyum Ragli Navak, yet they do not do so, but rather raise these Tanhi from the place of Bia to the place of Atzilut, above the Parsa, and receive the lights while they are above the Parsa of Atzilut, so that no breaking of vessels would occur in them again, as in the world of Nikudim. This is considered that the dot of Chirik, which raises the vessels of Tanhi of Zat of Atzilut, stands below these vessels of Tanhim that it raised. That is, it stands in the place of Parsa of Atzilut. Thus, the dot of Chirik serves below the Otiyot. This explains the three Nekudot, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik, in general.
Beseder, Ken?
Okay, yes?
Atem rotzim likro shuv?
You want to read it again?
Mi biad likro shuv?
Who wants to read again? Okay, so read.
Item 91. Thus, you see that the Nekuda, singular of Nekudot, of Chirik, could not emerge and rule in the world of Nikudim. Moreover, it caused the breaking of the vessels. This was because it wanted to clothe inside the Otiyot, in the Tanhim below the Parsa of Atzilut, which became Bia. However, later, in the world of correction, the dot of Chirik received its correction, since it was corrected into shining below the Otiyot. This means that when Zat of Atzilut received the light of Gadlut from Abba Ve'ima, which should lower the ending bottom Hay from the place of the Chazeh to Siyum Ragli Navak, and connect the vessels of Tanhim to Atzilut, and the lights will expand down to Siyum Ragli Navak. Yet they do not do so, but rather raise these Tanhi from the place of Bia to the place of Atzilut, above the Parsa, and receive the lights while they are above the Parsa of Atzilut, so that no breaking of the vessels would occur in them again, as in the world of Nikudim. This is considered that the dot of Chirik, which raises the vessels of Tanhi of Zat of Atzilut, stands below these vessels of Tanhim that it raised. That is, it stands in the place of the Parsa of Atzilut. Thus, the dot of Chirik serves below the Otiyot. This explains the three Nekudot, Da, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik, in general.
No, namchir.
Let's continue.
Title, The Matter of Raising of Man, of Zat, of Nikudim to Abba Ve'ima, and the Explanation of the Sfirat Da'at. Item 92. It has already been explained that due to the ascent of the bottom hay to Nikve Naim, which occurred in the second restriction, when the Katnut of the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim emerged, each degree divided into two halves, Galgalta and Dinaim, remained in the degree, for which they are called anterior vessels, and Ozen Chotem Peh, which fell from the degree to the one below it, are therefore called posterior vessels. As it is written in item 76. Thus, each degree is now twofold, made of internality and externality, since the posterior vessels of the upper degree fell to the internality of its own anterior vessels. A fallen chap of Keter of Nikudim are clothed inside Galgalta and Einaim of Abba Ve'ima. And the fallen chap of Abba Ve'ima are clothed inside Galgalta and Einaim of Zat of Nikudim.
Okay, that's what happened. Go on.
Item 93. In consequence, when the new light of Absag, of Ak, comes to the degree and lowers the bottom hay back to her place at the Pe during the Gadlut of Nikudim, the degree returns her Chap to her. And its 10 Sfirot of vessels and 10 Sfirot of lights are completed. It is then considered that the lower degree too, which was attached to the Chap of the upper one, rises along with them to the upper one. This is so because the rule is that there is no absence in the spiritual, and as the lower one was attached to the Chap of the upper one, during the Katnut, they are not separated from each other during the Gadlut as well. When the Chap of the upper one returns to their degree, it follows that the lower degree has now actually become a higher degree, since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like it.
Okay. Yes,
Chaim.
Can I ask about the point of Chirik we talked about previously?
What?
He writes in item 90 that the Chirik is a new light that Zat received from Abba Ve'ima. Later, in 91, he explains that the dot of Chirik is what actually elevates all the Chap so that they don't break again, like in the world of Nikudim.
A Chap of the ascent.
Yes, so I don't understand, what is this dot of Chirik? Is it light or is it a force or a mechanism that guards that there won't be another shattering? Or I didn't get it.
We'll see. The question is good. That's it. All right.
Tzadik Dalet. Item 94. It turns out that when Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Absag, lowered the bottom hay from the Nikve Enaim back to their Peh, and raised their Achap to them, Bezat, too, which clothed the Zahab during the Katnut, now rose along with them to Abba Veima. Thus, the Zat became a single degree with Abba Veima. This ascent of the Zat to Abba Veima is called raising man. And when they are at the same degree as Abba Veima, they receive the lights of Abba Veima as well.
That's okay, that's clear, right? The lower one rises to the upper. He demands for him to be in the upper. Yes?
Item 95. It is called man since, as explained in item 80, the ascent of Zeranpin to Bina brings her back to being face to face with the Chochmah. It is known that every Zat are Zon. Hence, when the Zat ascended with a Chap of Abba Ve'ima to the degree of Abba Ve'ima, they became man to the Bina of the 10 Sefirot of Abba Ve'ima. Then she returns to being face to face with the Chochmah of Abba Ve'ima and imparts Zon, which are the Zat of Nikudim that ascend to them with the illumination of Chochmah.
Yes, Shilor?
Are there questions? According to the story, it's smooth. Next.
Item 96. Despite the above-mentioned ascent of Zat to Abba Ve'ima, it does not mean that they became altogether absent from their place and ascended to Abba Ve'ima, since there is no absence in the spiritual. Also, any change of place in spirituality does not mean that it has left its former place and moved to a new place, as one relocates in corporeality. Rather, there is merely an addition here. They came to the new place while remaining in their previous place. Thus, although the Zat ascended to Abba Ve'ima for man, they nevertheless remained in their place at their lower degree as before.
That isn't clear? That specifically? Oh, Gil.
If they remain in the degree and they also rise to Abba Ve'ima, so what's left in that degree?
They themselves.
What is they and who rises?
Their deficiency is what rises.
So what's left?
Them.
What is this they? Are we talking only about deficiency or is there something else?
Let's say we see this already in Bina, even before. Bina that rises to Abba and asks for something for the child, for Zon. What changes in her other than the addition she wants to receive to Zon? Same here. The matter itself doesn't change, only there's another deficiency that he knows that he wants to bestow, so he rises above to ask to have strength, to have something to bestow. Yes?
Rav, can you explain this second restriction that suddenly made the connection between the lower one and the upper one we didn't have before?
It's Bina to blame because it includes in her also part of Keter Chochmah and also part of Zon. All these things are included in Bina. All the Parzuf is included in Bina.
According to what we learned now, it turns out that without the second restriction, the whole process couldn't advance later.
Right, so what's the question? Of course.
Bina
Bina is the main thing here.
Partsuf ha-merkazi.
The main partsuf. Well.
Lama b'chde l'argish.
Why, in order to feel what Baal HaSulam writes, I need to love him without any condition?
There needs to be adhesion that you will discover and feel who you want to discover and feel. Yes.
What deficiency can he raise if he feels he's small?
Also, the small one raises a deficiency.
But if he doesn't feel the deficiency, what can he raise?
He doesn't. He has nowhere to rise to.
Where does it take it from?
He doesn't do anything. With that deficiency, he can't move from wherever he is.
Thank you.
Well,
about the lower one rising to the upper one and becomes like him. In Katnut, the Achap of the upper one was in Gelgalut Einayim of the lower one. When there is Gadlut, the lower one rises to the upper one. But how does he become like him? What does it mean? What, he really rises to the Rosh of the upper one?
No, but as much as he can, it's considered that he received the qualities of the upper one, the strength of the upper one, the knowledge of the upper one, to the extent that he can rise to him. They can clothe onto him and be included.
But the order of degree remains. The upper one is also always unattainable.
That's something else. That's kept, of course.
So what's the quality when I understand the state of the upper one, that it's a chap? What does it mean? When the lower one rises to the upper one, what does it mean that it becomes the same?
It attains what the upper one attains.
Thank you,
Rav. A friend is asking about the Nekudot Desag. Is it like the serpent in the Garden of Eden bringing the fruit down to the lower ones and encouraging the shattering of the lower ones?
There is a small part in connecting these two things, but actually not. We'll talk about it more.
Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, לא כל כך ברור לי. יש מצב שאומר ש...
Rav, it's not so clear to me. There is a situation where he says that if the light comes to Biyat or the Achab, the vessels will break.
Yes.
Now he says that for them not to break and to receive the light, you have to elevate them above the Chazeh. That's clear.
Yes, to receive them somewhere else.
Exactly. So this is the different place. Now he says that they stay in their place. They don't really rise. So why don't they shatter? Why don't they break here?
What incident are you talking about?
What we just read, I hope I can find it.
Tzadik Vav,
96, I'm told, below. If you can please read it.
Tzadik Vav, amnam aliyat itata le'aba ve'ima she'amru ena pirush she'a.
Despite the above-mentioned descent of Zat to Abba ve'ima, it does not mean that they became altogether absent from their place and ascended to Abba ve'ima, since there is no absence in the spiritual. Also, any change of place in spirituality does not mean that it has left its former place and moved to a new place as one relocates in corporeality. Rather, there is merely an addition here. They came to the new place while remaining in their previous place. Thus, although the Zat ascended to Abba Ve'ima from man, they nevertheless remained in their place at their lower degree as before. So, what's the problem?
What's not clear is how do they remain in their place, which is below the chazeh, and also they're above the chazeh in order to receive the lights so that there won't be shattering. How can they be in the both places at once?
So what, even 1,000 places, what's the problem?
In corporate reality, it's clear that it's, if something is somewhere, you can't displace it to somewhere else. In spirituality, it's different. So how does it work?
It works by the fact that they can be in two places in the same time, at the same time.
And they receive the lights only in the place above the chazeh,
where the light can spread.
And what happens below the chazeh?
I don't know. For the time being, they left this place, meaning they're not acting there, because there's nothing to receive there.
But is that the coarseness of the chat that receives the light?
That's not written there. It's not written. I'll tell you, when you learn, then you settle for what he says, and then it seems that it justifies itself. When the same parts connect, you see from here and from here, then you receive a complete portion. Okay. Great. Okay. What do you want, Baruch?
According to what we just read in 96, that there is no absence in the spiritual, there is only addition. After we have the first state where Zeranpin is in its place, and in the second state it rose to Abba Veima. Do they affect one another? Is there a connection between the first and second states to Zon?
We'll see, I don't know.
How does this rule work when there's no absence in the spiritual?
I don't know. I learn what I read.
Also about the ascent of man, we learn that the spiritual movement is a change of form, an ascent or descent, right? And when closer to the bestower or more distant from the bestower. So what does an ascent mean here? There wasn't change of form in the zone. It only wants to change its qualities.
We'll discover it.
Thank you.
I'm not just saying this, I'm giving you an example how you need to respond to the fact that for the time being, we can't attain what is happening.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav,
in 96 it says that there's merely an addition here. I wrote something the last time we learned this, that the gadlut here doesn't give absence also in the katnut. I simply remember that I didn't understand what we said there, and does it mean that our perception is very discreet, and in spirituality it's not discreet, it's whole, there's a sequence of parts? This is the meaning that there's no absence in spirituality? Rav, there is no absence in the spiritual, and that's it? Question. Also about katnut, not only gadlut? Rav, yes. Give one. We learned that the elevation of man is the ascent from Nukva to Bina. But here, that's what we learn all the time. But here we learn that it's the ascent of Zat to Abba Ve'ima. That's the ascent along with Bina to Keter and Chochma. Is that also considered man? Rav, I guess that's how you raise it. One more question. The ascent of Achab to Galgalta Einaim, is that also called the raising man? Rav, yes. Any raising of deficiency from a lower degree to a higher one is called raising man.
А как вот вы на предыдущей части урока объясняли, что, ну как бы так вкратце.
In the previous part of the lesson, you explained shortly.
Вы объясняли про сак, про
about the work of the ten in the different degrees, to about sag and ab. How can the ten really elevate its achab to golgata in the nine? Rav, I think we're going to learn this right now. Please. Item 97. Similarly, you can understand that even though we say that once Zon ascended for man to Abba Ve'ima and received their lights there, they left there and returned to their place below. Here too, it does not mean that they left their place above and moved to the place below. Had Zon been absent from their place above in Abba Ve'ima, the coupling of Abba Ve'ima face to face would stop instantaneously, and they would return to being back to back as before. This would stop their abundance, and Zon below would lose their mochin too. It has already been explained above that Bina naturally craves only light of chasadim, as in, for he desires mercy. She has no interest whatsoever in receiving light of chokhmah. Hence, she is back to back with chokhmah. Only when Zon ascend to them for man does Bina return in a coupling of face to face with Chokhmah to bestow illumination of Chokhmah to Zan, sorry, to Zeranpin, as it is written in item 80. Hence, it is necessary that the Zon will always remain there to give subsistence and establishment to the coupling of Abba Ve'ima face to face. For this reason, it cannot be said that Zon left the place of Abba Ve'ima when they came to their place below. Rather, as we have said, any change of place is but an addition. Thus, although Zon descended to their place below, they nevertheless remained above as well.
Okay. Yes.
תודה רב. הנקודות שלמדנו מקודם שמנענו
את התפקיד. Thank you, Rav. The dots that we learned previously that shake the vessels, that move the vessels, that's what causes the lower one to raise man?
אני פשוט לא מבין כאילו איך
I simply can't understand how the lights reach all, how the light comes at all. How does it come down in the system? How does this action take place?
לא מבין מה שאתה שואל.
מה גורם?
I don't understand what you're asking.
What causes the lower one to raise man?
Deficiency. There's nothing other than a deficiency.
But where does this deficiency come from? In what we're learning now, it seems that there is the light of Absag, and it comes from some place, and it does the action. What causes the drawing of this light? What draws this light? Rav, what pushes the lower one to demand the light from the upper one?
Yes.
No. Mi anelo.
Well, who will answer this?
So
what it seems to me is that the nekudot that were before in Sag, they will leave some reshimot in the lower one, and that will shake it and create the deficiency in him.
Okay, so there are no answers here? Yes?
You said this before, if I'm not mistaken. You said that the man, the main nukvin, the inclusion of the quality of bestowal in the quality of reception, from the, that inclusion, that hitkalelut, the light and the kli, discover their oppositeness and want change.
Very well. Okay, we'll try to answer in the next lesson as well. Let's move on.